And now, as we do every hour, we change the theme. We've just been talking to Paul from the Rotary Club of Upper Yarra about what they've got planned for the next 12 months. And it's my pleasure now to introduce you to Carol. We have spoken to Carol once before. She's the CEO of an organisation called Soap Aid. So first of all, welcome, Carol.
Thank you very much, Alan. Thanks for having me back.
Not a problem. Now, Carol, I know we've got a few new listeners that we didn't have when we spoke to you last time. So just briefly, can you outline what Soap Aid does, please?
Yes, Soap Aid is a charity and social enterprise, and we were set up to recycle waste hard soap, which probably sounds a bit strange to some people, but the hospitality industry and accommodation providers generally throw away tons and tons and tons of hard soap every year. And the good thing about this product is it's 100% recyclable. So Soap Aid recycles that soap into brand spanking new bars of soap, and then we distribute it to communities in order to reduce hygiene-related illnesses and deaths. And that's distributed with hygiene education to change behaviour and improve hygiene.
Because, I mean, one of the things that we all go to motels or hotels, we stay the night, very often you use half the cake of soap, and that's the end of it, isn't it? So I guess in the past, the lady or man who came in and cleaned the room just threw it in the bin, did they?
They did. It just went straight into bin and then straight into all our local landfills.
And that's it will correct. Never break down in landfill, will it?
It will eventually break down, but it takes a long time.
Yep. So the idea is that you people collect it. Now, I believe you've got a facility where you actually do this. It's not just some backyard where people put it in a melting pot and hope for the best.
No. We have a dedicated facility in Dandenong, yep. And we have a whole plant set up there that involves large-scale machinery. So we do the recycling at scale, and we're able to put through, you know, at least a tonne a day of hard soap for recycling.
Yep.
So we also collect soap from manufacturers and distributors who have redundant soap or end-of-run soap lines.
Yep.
So we're getting quite a bit of soap through from them as well. So the machinery is able to handle that, and we're, so far we've actually created 3.9 million bars of soap coming through the plant. And interestingly enough, Alan, that's probably saved communities around $2.5 million in what they would have spent on buying soap.
Gee. All right. So first of all, can you just give us a brief rundown what happens to soap? Because it's obviously not going to just be thrown in a vat, boiled up and hope for the best, is it? Because
no.
I guess you don't know who's used this soap to start with. And they will have used some of it. So what sort of process does it go? Without getting too technical for us, please, Carol.
Okay. So the soap that we receive from hotels has, as you said before, barely been used.
Yep.
And you can still clearly see the emblem in the top of the soap. So it might have been used maybe a couple of times, unless it's a long stay guest, in which case it's a bit thinner. But it doesn't matter in terms of who's used it or anything like that, because soap is naturally antibacterial. It's got a high pH, and that's why we use it. So it's a very safe product to recycle. But when we get the soap, each individual piece of soap is hand-sorted and cleaned, and that soap is absolutely pristine before it goes anywhere near our machinery. So that's the first step for the soap, complete cleaning. When it goes through the machinery, it's crushed, re-extruded into pellets, blended and mixed, and it's filtered about four times, and then it's also run through metal detectors just to make sure there's no random paperclip in there or something like that.
Yeah.
We have two sort of metal detector points as well as the four filtration points. And as I said, because of the high pH, it is naturally antibacterial. The product that we get at the end, the new bar of soap, is as hygienic and pristine as a brand new bar of soap you will buy off the supermarket shelf. But the difference is we haven't used raw materials. We've used recycled materials. It's much better for the environment because it produces much less energy, And importantly, it's a commodity with 100% recyclability that can actually save someone's life. So the process is simple in one way, but the machinery, I guess, is a little bit complex, but it brings a beautiful brand new bar of soap at the end.
A brand new bar of soap. Carol, I've just got to take a quick break, and then I want to come back to you and talk a bit more about the soap. So we'll be back to you in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Thanks.
When birds start singing as morning calls, sun rays catch the morning view, and I'll know it's a sky blue day as I wake up loving you. When birds fly home across the sun at twilight time on mountains high, we'd sit and watch the evening glow and let the world go slowly by. I've spent a lifetime loving you, just like sun rays on morning dew. It's such an easy thing to do, to spend a lifetime loving you. Sometimes the sun forgot to shine, morning flowers were sleeping too. We'd listen to the storm clouds roar, thinking of good times we knew. I don't need the sun to shine, your love and smile will see me through. And rain would fall on our tin roof as I wake up loving you. I've spent a lifetime loving you, just like sun rays on morning dew. It's such an easy thing to do, to spend a lifetime loving you. I've spent a lifetime loving you, just like sun rays on morning dew. It's such an easy thing to do, to spend a lifetime loving you.
A lot of these songs I'm playing today comes out of the Greg Carrick folder and the Oz Indie Show. They're all around 217 to 212 to about 220. The reason why I mention that, the next one that's coming up is by Kylie and Adams Collier. No relationship, never heard of them, but I thought when I saw that name, Kylie and Adams Collier, I had to put on. But anyway, just a bit of rubbish. No, the song mightn't be rubbish. I'm just talking a bit of rubbish. I'm talking to Carol from Soap Aid. Now, Carol, I want to just sort of tease this out a bit further if I can. All right, so you've now produced this soap. So where does it go? Does it go overseas? Does it go locally? Or what happens to this soap? And how does it get there?
Right, so Soap Aid partners with communities through their community groups or associations. And then we get approached pretty much every day from organisations who are wanting to supply their communities with soap. We do align with those who have a focus on improving health outcomes. So we don't just give soap away for the hell of it, you know. There must be an ultimate goal to improve health outcomes. So we partner with those communities all over Australia, all over Victoria, even in the Yarra Valley, all over Victoria, all over Australia, and globally, Pacific, Asia and Africa as well.
Sorry, I don't want to cut across you, Carol, but I just want to stop you there for a jiff. So when you're talking about all over the world and Asia and that, who do you partner with in countries like that, and how do you get them out into the black box?
Right. So when they approach us, we talk to them about how many people in their community, and then we roughly work out how much soap they need in terms of, you know, supplying a family or an individual with soap.
Yep.
And we usually work that on about, you know, 4 to 6 bars of soap per month.
Yep.
So we in terms of supply, we talk about supplying them for 12 months.
Yep.
And then we can work out roughly how many kilos or tons that means in soap.
Yep.
And then we work with them in order to get the soap. What Soap Aid can't do just because of a lack of resources, we're a very small charity, is we can't pay for the freight of the soap to get to the communities.
Yep.
So the communities organise that freight. And in terms of overseas, it's much easier for them to organise imports rather than us try to jump the hoops of exporting to a country. Developing countries can be difficult.
Absolutely. I'm thinking of, like, do you use people like Rotary, Lions and that, or do you have sort of, I think there's a Doctors Without Borders, and there are a variety of groups. What sort of groups do you actually work through? Particularly, I'm talking overseas for a start off.
Yeah. Okay, so we work with ministries of health in terms of, like, in the Pacific, Vanuatu. There's the Vanuatu Ministry of Health, who has a eradicating trachoma initiative. Trachoma is a very nasty eye disease that causes blindness.
Yep.
And if you don't have a clean face and clean hands, you can get your eyes infected, and then that ultimately leads to going blind. So that's one good example. We're working with another organisation who sends soap to various countries, and we've just recently sent tons of soap to Ukraine to support children in orphanages. We've also sent soap to schools in Cambodia, and so as part of their learning about hygiene and how to wash your hands, and we actually find that we get a really good outcome from targeting children in schools or communities, because they love it, and they love to take the soap home and show their family what they should be doing in terms of, you know, washing their hands. So it's a great learning activity that comes from the child up into the family and community. Schools, community centres, health outreach posts. We've recently supplied soap to Papua New Guinea in the highlands there. A lot of very small aid outposts, and village women come into those aid posts to give birth. Having a constant supply of soap and clean towels, etc., for the birthing process is critical to stop infection.
Yep.
And then we also support organisations like the Matato Foundation or Days for Girls. So they are focused on young women, particularly who at particular times of the year, they don't want to go to school because of hygiene issues or menstrual cycles. Giving them soap and hygiene products is really important.
And one of the problems that, and I've learnt this doing this show over the periods of a number of years now, is that in some of these countries, the girls actually miss nearly, they miss it 1 week a month, don't they? So they're missing anything up to 3 months a year out of their schooling because of hygiene and because of that particular, problem. It's a problem over there, not here.
Well, it's a problem here too, you know. I think, you know, for young girls are very vulnerable, and this is something that, you know, they feel uncomfortable about going on with their life. I mean, we all do it as women, you know. We just continue on. That's just the way it goes.
Yep.
But particularly for young girls, teenage girls, they will stay at home rather than have to go to school because they're embarrassed, particularly if there's an accident, things like that. So that is really, really quite critical in terms of their learning outcomes. And you're right, you know, if you talk about a week every month, it adds up to a lot of time missed in school. And it really does hamper their development.
All right, Carol, we've talked about overseas. How, yep. do we, what you say that you send it here. Do we send it to the indigenous back posts up in sort of outback Darwin and those, or how widespread does your soap go here in Australia?
It actually goes all over Australia. I mean, in particularly in Victoria, you know, we sent over 200,000 bars around Victoria. And we found that more and more we're getting more requests from organisations who are making up survival packs for people and families who are really struggling financially, and instead of buying a bar of soap, they'll put food on the table, of course. Yep. So just getting these products, or particularly soap, is really critical. And it's a basic thing for a person's dignity to be able to, you know, wash and keep themselves clean. So we are getting so many requests from places like Food Bank and Resource Seeker, Asylum Seeker Resource Centres and community hubs, where they're needing to provide people with their survival packs just to keep going every week, you know. Yeah. So it's difficult. And as well as that, we're distributing across Australia, and we have a particular focus on supporting Indigenous communities, as you said. So we're distributing to a lot through WA, Northern Territory, South Australia, Queensland, and really supporting those health programs that are targeting Indigenous communities who are often much more susceptible to illnesses than the rest of us.
I believe Rotary is working on coming up with a program, or if it's not already running, on Tacoma, because I believe that's rampant in some of the, particularly in some of the outback areas.
Yeah, Trachoma is one of the programs we absolutely support, and we've been working with the Western Australia Country Health Program now since 2016 on their eradicating trachoma program. It's now actually changed. They've nearly eradicated it in schools, which is incredible. Yeah. And so the program's now changed to a Preventing Trachoma Initiative, which is an amazing thing, because Australia was the only developed country with these incredible high rates of trachoma, and now that's coming down, and which is good. It needed to. So we're really supportive, and yeah, we've had a few chats to Rotary about the trachoma support that's going on throughout your chapters there, and always happy to supply soap if we can help support that even more.
Terrific. Just one quick observation, and then I've just got to take a break. A term I never heard of 5 years ago, or maybe a little bit longer than that, is the working poor. And they're telling me now that once upon a time, a lot of these people that were doing it really tough were unemployed for all sorts of reasons. But they're saying now that with the crisis in with the cost of living, that a family can still be working and still be very poor.
Yeah. And this is what we've sort of found in terms of our partnerships with community groups as well. It's not just the unemployed, although they're obviously a critical group that needs support, but normal everyday families who probably, you know, have mum and dad both working. Yep. But you know, there's still limited income coming in, and after paying for the bills with hikes in utility costs, they're really struggling. Yeah. You know, so it's pretty sad.
I interview quite a number of groups that do weekly meals, handouts and that. They tell me that needs growing. Got to take a break, Carol, and we'll be back very shortly to talk to more about Carol at Soap Aid. Now, about 5 to 2, Carol will give you the details, how you can find out more. I'm sure they're always looking for donations of soap, and particularly, no doubt, donations of money. But we'll get Carol to tell you more about that just before 2 o'clock.
When you were a little kid, did you want to travel far? Or were you just as happy each other as much. You had your own life, they moved away. Do you still see your best friend? Your best friend today. Your best friend round the block.
And that was Kylie and Adam's Collier and best friend round the block. No relative, I've never heard them before, but it was part of the Oz Indie Show back in 2017. Now I'm talking to Carol down at Soap Aid, and we're talking about all this soap that they're able to produce or recycle. Let's get it on the table. It's recycled and it saves a lot of stuff going into landfill. First of all, Carol, I've got to ask you, we sort of went through what you do with the soap, and I should have gone back a little bit further. How do you get the soap in the first place, Carol?
We partner with accommodation providers, and that can be a B&B or a hotel or motel or even employee accommodation facilities such as what's in the resources centre with our resources companies who run FIFO camps for their employees. So we partner with them. We have a whole process that they can do within their organisation. It's a very, very simple process, and they basically pick the bar of soap up, put it in a little container for us and keep it for us, and then they can jump online on a special dashboard we've got set up for them, and they can order a soap collection. It is a subscription program. As I said, we're a charity and social enterprise, and this is one way that we can bring a little bit of revenue in to help run our recycling operations. So the program is called the Hotel to Hands program. And we would love it if there were any accommodation providers listening who would like to join us in our program. And we do have one from the area. We have Yarra Gables on Miranda Highway who's joined us. And so it's lovely to see someone from the Yarra Valley, and we'd love to see many, many more. There is a bit of a challenge at the moment. After COVID, a lot of the industry turned to liquid soap.
Yep.
And so we found that there are a lot of accommodation providers who are not providing hard soap or only providing a small amount, and they don't think it's worthwhile to give it to us. And the liquid soap is actually much worse for the environment in terms of generating more CO2, and it's very difficult to recycle plastics. I mean, we know that is the case. There is some recycling that goes on, but it doesn't happen easily. And the liquid soap actually is full of chemicals, and it has a lot of difficulty breaking down in wastewater. And talk to your plumber what it does to your pipes. So what we're doing is we've got a Bring Back the Bar campaign, and we're trying to encourage Bring Back the Bar. That's right.
Yep.
So rethink your soap option, use hard soap bars, and recycle it through Soap Aid. And it's 100% recyclable. It is the only product in the bathroom that is 100% sustainable. So our Bring Back the Bar campaign has been launched, and we're encouraging accommodation providers to go back to using hard bars just like they used to. It is better for the environment, and like I said, 100% recyclable.
All right, Carol. Now, the other thing is we did go over it very briefly when you said that these organisations collect it, they put them in these little containers for you, and then they click on for you to go and get it. How do you actually pick them up? Do you have people that pick them up, or do you have a company that goes around picking them up?
We have a freight partner. whose services all over Australia and now all over New Zealand as well. We work with New Zealand Courier Post, and they can go anywhere and pick up a boat from anywhere. So we are linked in with them. So when our hotel or accommodation partner collects their soap, and they can put it in anything. If they've got an old ice cream container, put it in that, or a box that their soap came in the first place. No special containers needed. And when they jump online and say, I've got soap to pick up, our freight partner then sends them a little courier label to stick onto their box, and they come out and pick it up.
All right, I've got to take another quick break, and then we're going to be talking to Carol quite a lot more about a soap aid. Remember, in about 5 to 2, she'll give you details how you can get involved.
Here I go, out to sea again. The sunshine fills my head, and dreams hang in the air. Girls in the sky, and in my green eyes, you know it feels unfair. There's magic everywhere.
What soap do you need to make it worthwhile to do a pickup?
We like to get around 15 kilos, but for small organisations and Airbnbs, you know, if they've got smaller amounts of soap, they just need to contact us and we can organise to pick it up.
Because I was where we broadcast from here in, it's bad luck you're not up here today. Where we broadcast is owned by the Lions Club of Hillsville. They've got a hall here and they've got an op shop, and the radio station hires a spot from them, and so we're based here. And they're asking me before, and they've got some soap in there that they've said we've got quite a, or got, no, haven't got, they didn't tell me how much. They said we've got soap here, we'd love to donate that to them. So I just need to make sure that it's not just one or two pieces, otherwise it's not going to work. But what sort of amount would you like them to have?
Look, as much as they can give us, basically. No amount is too small, because every single little tiny bar goes into making a brand new bar of soap. So what we can do is we can connect them to our one of our partners, like to Yarra Gables, who are collecting soap anyway, and see if they're willing for people to drop some soap off to them and maybe be a bit of a drop point. And then they can add that to their soap collections, and then they just jump on their dashboard and then they can organise a soap collection.
We shall do that. We'll get that. By the time I get a fare, they'll have all gone home. But, well, I'll talk to them next week and we can organise. So where's this other place that you were saying, the Gables?
Yarra Gables on Marinda Highway in Healesville.
It's in Healesville?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I could drop it off there as I go past on the way home. Or I'll organise that with the Lions next week and we'll get you some soap. Now,
fabulous.
I am going to play a song in a moment. It's Eagles. Now, tell me why you talked me into playing that. Apart from the fact you like the Eagles, tell me why we picked Desperado.
Well, we're Desperado for soap here. We want to get as much soap as we possibly can and as many of our accommodation partners to join us. So we're desperately Desperado. That's why I think this is a good song.
That sounds good. But just before we do play that, though, Carol, I want to get serious for a moment because that's just a bit of fun. But, you know, if you can help out, surely that we've got some businesses listening to us and, you know, even if it's only a little bit, let's see what we can do for them. Carol, I've got asked a difficult question. I don't like asking this, but and I don't like to get political, but do you get any government funding or is this you have to just raise your own funds?
We have three ways in which we bring funds into the charity. One is through the Hotel to Hand subscription program. So that covers about 50% of our funding. Yep. We also have a range of products that that are sold to the hospitality industry. Oh. And we get a royalty for every product sold. Yep. And then so that covers, brings in about, I don't know, about 30%, and then the rest we have to look for grants and donations. So we still every day looking for grants and donations. We have in the past had government funding. Yep. We don't have any at the moment. So any grants and donations we are on the lookout for, and if anybody is feeling like would like to donate to a charity, maybe they would like to consider SoapAid as a charity that they would like to support.
Well, in about another 10 minutes, we'll give out all your details, your website and all ways that they can find out more. And certainly I know that times are tough for people, but, you know, not everybody's doing it tough. And if you've got a few dollars that you feel that you could flick their way, why not do it? Because you're going to, it's a win-win. You're going to save stuff from going into the landfill. You're going to see it recycled, so it should make you feel good, and you know it's going to go to somebody who could really, really use this soap. Because let's be honest, I mean, soap is we take it as a basic right, but in some of these places, it's obviously not a right, Carol.
Yep, no, it's not. It's not a right at all. And also, unfortunately, in some places, they're not even aware of what soap is. You know, we had one incident of going into a school and one of the little kids asked if he could eat it. He thought it was a cake or something, because he'd never seen soap. I mean, you know, I think most people in Australia know what soap is, so there are different issues with access to soap and being able to afford soap. But, yeah, there are some countries where it's not normal to have soap, and they use other means of washing themselves and their hands. So it's we take it for granted when we go shopping. We just throw it in the trolley. You know? So
absolutely,
it's just part of life.
All right, look, I've got to take another quick break, and we're going to be back with more. So listen to the song "Desperado" and give as much soap as you can, or some money to a soap aid.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. You know the queen of hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get. Pain in your hunger, they're driving you home. And freedom, oh freedom, well that's just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. Don't you feel
was the Eagles and Desperado. Now, as Carol said, they're desperado for soap. Now, there must be some people out there, organisations, they're not actually asking you to put your hands in your pockets in some of these situations other than to subscribe to having the soap picked up. All they're asking for you, instead of throwing it into the bin, which I know a lot of it goes, keep it and they'll organise picking it up. So you're desperado, aren't you, Carol?
I am.
Well,
yes,
not you, but we are. Carol, first of all, could you give us the details as to how people can find out more about it and what they can do, how, if they've got some money or if they've got soap, what they can do and find out more about your program, please?
Yep. So if you people can go to our webpage on www.soapaid.org, so .org, and on our web we've got a donations page. You can also have a look at who we are, what our programs are, and a little bit of information about how the whole soap collection program, the Hotel to Hands program, yep, works. There's also some links on there if you want to send us an email, if you'd like to join the Hotel to Hands program. You can write to save@soapaid.org and we'll pick that up. And then if you'd like someone to give you a call back, just drop us the email and we'll give you a call back and have a chat.
It's pretty easy how we can work together.
Well,
it's pretty easy for the owner of a motel or a hotel or anything, is it? It's not like you're asking for them to do a lot. All you're asking them is not throw it in the bin and put it in some sort of container so it can be collected. So It's a win-win if people would do that.
Yep, exactly. And I mean, as organisations more and more are hopefully wanting to become more sustainable as well, you know, not throwing this into their rubbish and landfill is obviously what the aim is. But, you know, the impact of a person getting a bar of soap can change their life profoundly. Just by using a bar of soap, they can reduce hygiene-related illnesses and hygiene-related deaths, which occur all the time. You can reduce them by over 44% by using a bar of soap to wash your hands regularly. Now, that's phenomenal. You know, we've distributed over 600,000 bars, and if you look at that, that's a World Health Organization research calculation. That's probably saved over 200,000 lives. You know, because hygiene-related illnesses, you know, pneumonias and diarrheal diseases, and affects your heart. It affects all parts of your body, and you can die from it.
Yeah. Carol, and the other thing is too, which when you just did that little talk, you left out blindness.
I mean, yes, it must exactly.
I can't imagine, and I had someone I worked with many years ago who was involved in a motor accident, and they'd had sight and they lost it, and they said, you can't believe how bad that is. It's bad enough if someone's born blind, but they never know sight. But they said, if this girl said to me, like, once you've known sight and you've lost it, she said, you just can't believe how bad that is. So, and trachoma can do that, as you said, can't it?
Absolutely can. Absolutely. If a person is constantly getting reinfected, those infections are just destroying your eyes, and yep, they will lose their sight if it's not treated.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible to think about.
It is.
Carol, look, I think it's a great project, and it's, as I said a minute ago, it's not like it's going to cost the organisations listening to us today anything other than just a subscription to have it picked up. I mean, you're saving landfill, and it's just it's mind-boggling that not everybody does it, to be honest with you.
I was just going to say, and we want to encourage as many accommodation providers as possible to remember, bring back the bar and come and join us in our mission to save lives.
Sounds like a terrific way to go. Carol, can you just give us your website again, please?
Yep, it's www.soapaid.org, and that's O-R-G.
Yeah, between soap and aid, there's nothing, is it? It's just soap, aid,
all
in lowercase?
All one word, all lowercase, yeah.
So that's a 3W, soapaid.org. Carol, I think it's a terrific project. I know Russell mentioned it to me when I was interviewing him a year or so ago. I can't understand why everybody doesn't get involved in this project, anybody in hospitality. It's just a win-win situation, isn't it?
Well, it is. It is absolutely, yeah.
And
It's hard to get people involved in some instances, but yeah, we're ready and here for you.
and it's hard for me, and I guess you, to imagine that a bar of soap isn't a part of a person's life, that it's just not part of it. I'll go home before I go home and I'll wash my hands and use a bar of soap, and you just don't think about it.
No, you don't. And even during the day, and you might think your hands are clean.
Yep.
Go wash your hands and watch the dirt come off them.
Yep.
It's amazing how quickly you pick up dirt just from normal surfaces.
And one of the things, if we wanted to learn any things out of COVID, I mean, it was that it's not only just a case of just rubbing your hands together with a bit of water. I mean, one of the things that we learned there, you really have to, you know, scrub in between your fingers and all sorts of stuff. I mean, that's something that we did learn out of COVID.
Yep, absolutely. You need to be quite thorough with your hand washing in order for it to be effective. And by having the bar of soap too, you're creating friction as well, which gets surface debris off your hands too,
yeah.
As well as the bacteria.
All right, look. There must be some people out there that are using soap in bulk, i.e. particularly there's a lot of B&Bs up here, there's a lot of motels, pass a couple coming in. What about getting on board? It's called Hotel Bahans. And Carol, again, your website, please?
www.soapaid.org.
Sounds to me terrific. Carol has been...
And we've got a subscription cost, but come and chat to us. And if you're a small organisation, we can customise something for you. And if you're a large organisation, we can customise something for you too.
Doesn't sound hard to do. Come on, people, get behind it. Carol, it's been a pleasure to talk to you again. I'd like to talk to you at least once a year and see how it's going. I'd love to think we needn't talk one year, because all of a sudden you'll say, Alan, I've got too much soap, we can't cope with it. So that'd be terrific, wouldn't it?
That would be amazing if that happened. But thank you so much for inviting me back, and I really enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you very much, Carol, and it's been a pleasure to have you along, and we'll certainly talk to you again. I know you know Russell. He's coming in a couple of weeks' time to talk about his wheelchairs as well. And that's how I found out about you, because you was up talking about the wheelchairs.
Oh, he is a wonderful person and an amazing organisation as well, doing incredible things.
Thank you for your time, Carol, and I certainly look forward to talking to you again. And as I say, I'd love it one day if you say, no, I can't do an interview, we've got too much soap. But I don't think that's going to happen in the short term.
I'll aim for it.
Thanks, Carol. Bye.
Thanks, Alan. Bye-bye.